It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Federal disease investigators are looking into low vaccination rates among nursing home staff in Grand Junction. CPR's Haley Sanchez has more.
As the more aggressive Delta variant spreads, the CDC says effectively protecting older people through vaccines could be in peril, especially for those who live in care facilities where the staff's vaccination rates are low. According to the CDC, at one Colorado memory care facility, 16 fully vaccinated residents were infected with COVID-19 and 4 died. Mesa County has among the lowest vaccination rates in Colorado. I'm Haley Sanchez, CPR News.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland continues her visit to Colorado today. She's touring the headquarters of the Bureau of Land Management in Grand Junction. The Biden administration is still deciding whether to reverse the decision to relocate top staff to western Colorado. Haaland will also talk about the federal response to the West's cataclysmic wildfires. Her visit to the state ends Saturday in Ridgeway, where she'll focus on outdoor recreation. Monsoon rains are triggering dangerous flash floods and debris flows across Colorado, like the one that killed one person and destroyed homes in Larimer County earlier this week. Floods can be especially fast-moving and destructive in areas that have been burned by wildfires. Paul Schlatter with the National Weather Service says people in those places should watch the weather, avoid places that were heavily burned, and stay out of low-lying areas near streams and rivers.
It can get bad in a hurry, so always just being really aware of your surroundings, checking the slope, checking where there's debris piles already.
The risk of flash flooding has again closed Interstate 70 in both directions through Wood Canyon. The bubonic plague has turned up in at least 6 Colorado counties. The disease is transmitted to humans by infected fleas or through contact with infected animals. The plague has been found in wildlife in La Plata County. A 10-year-old girl in Durango died after being infected earlier this month. It was Colorado's first human plague death in 6 years. Along the Front Range, it's highs again in the 90s this afternoon, maybe a little cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News.